Hey, Rob Bradford here. You guys know I'm always up for a good MVP story, and one of the best stories is Wasabi Technology. Wasabi is the world's hottest cloud storage company, and it's become the go-to provider for professional and collegiate sports teams, including 20 Major League Baseball teams like the Red Sox, and NHL teams like the Bruins and Vancouver Canucks. Even the Liverpool Football Club is getting in on the Wasabi action. So, why is Wasabi the MVP? Well, Wasabi was purpose-built to free businesses from skyrocketing storage costs and unpredictable transaction fees that the Amazon to the world are charging. In fact, Wasabi is up to 80% less than those hyperscalers and doesn't charge a cent for businesses to access their data. From Wasabi's AI-enabled intelligent media storage, Wasabi Air, to the industry's only cloud storage service with triple protection against cyber criminals, data deletion, and ransomware, Wasabi's taking the lead in driving innovation in data storage and helping sports teams to unleash the power of their data. Wasabi, another Boston-based championship team.
And a very pleasant good morning, everybody. It's always good to be back with you. This is the Marlins Rewind, and last night at Lone Depot Park in Miami, Marlins welcome in the New York Mets for a four-game weekday set. Jesus Luzardo made his Miami Marlins debut. So too did the catcher Alex Jackson. Had a young battery for the Marlins last night. They were trying to snap a four-game losing streak, and I can promise you that Lewis Brinson made a big difference in last night's ballgame.
Well, the Marlins leave Lone Depot Park tonight to the happy tune of a 6-3 win over the New York Mets. A heck of a way to start this four-game weekday set against the National League East leading New York Mets, who have now tonight seen that division lead decrease by a game. We'll have more on that coming up shortly. One big swing of the bat tonight. A real solid start for one new Miami Marlin. You can make it two. Four shutout innings from the bullpen. And this is a happy ending to this ballgame in Miami this evening. Jesus Luzardo made his Miami Marlins debut tonight since being acquired by the Marlins from the Athletics last week. He went opposite of the New York Mets rookie right-hander Tylor Megill, who's been phenomenal for the Mets this season. Not so much early, let me just put it that way. Bottom of the first inning after a 1-2-3 top of the first for Jesus Luzardo. Jazz Chisholm singled against Megill. So too did Miguel Rojas. There were runners on the corners with nobody out for Jesus Aguilar, who swung on a two-strike pitch late. He took the glove of James McCann off. Catcher's interference. They were loaded in the first for Lewis Brinson.
There's the 2-1. Brinson hammers one right field, going back. Drury still going back, looking up. Out of here! A grand slam for Lewis Brinson. It's his fourth home run of the season. And the Marlins have a 4-0 lead in the first.
Well, how about that? I mean, how about this? That would be plenty for the Marlins in this ball game tonight. But don't you worry, they got a little bit more. Got a little dicey for Jesus Luzardo in the second. Javi Baez was at third, and he would come home with the Marlins and the Mets first run of the game.
1-1 pitch, a check swing, it's in the dirt. Jackson, the ball gets away, throw to the plate is not in time. It's a 4-1 Marlins lead. Down to second goes Davis.
And Davis was at second with Brandon Drury at bat with two outs of the inning.
A fly out by Smith, and now a strikeout. Here's a swing of a line drive down the left field line. That's going to be the second run of the ball game for the Mets into the corner. Drury's around first, headed towards second. Here's the throw, a head first slide. He's safe.
An RBI two-out double for Brandon Drury. The Mets were back to within two after two, and they drew a little bit closer in the third when the big man, the home run king, Pete Alonso, led off the inning.
1-1, Alonso hammers one. Left field, see ya. Now the Mets' deficit is one. It's 4-3 Marlins here in the third.
It was the 24th home run of the season for Alonso. The Mets were back to within one. It was 4-3 after 2.5 innings of play. However, Tylor Megill coughed another one up in the third. After a ground out to start the third by Jesus Aguilar, Lewis Brinson singled. It was his second consecutive hit. This one not nearly as entertaining as his grand slam of the first inning, but he set the table with one out for Eason Diaz.
Here's the 0-2 pitch, and Diaz hammers one into the gap in right center field. Over to grab it is Drury and Pilar. Brinson is flying. Helmets off. He's going to score easy. It's a one-out RBI double for Eason Diaz here in the third inning, and the Marlins have a 5-3 lead.
And so it would stay right there for quite some time. Tylor Megill went five innings for New York. Jesus Luzardo went five innings for Miami. In his Marlins debut, the youngster went five innings, allowed three runs all earned on four hits, walked three, struck out five, allowed the home run to Alonso, hit Drury through 84 pitches, 47 of those four strikes. Tylor Megill coughed up the big grand slam early. He went five innings, allowed six hits, five runs, four, no walks, four strikeouts. He allowed the home run to Brinson. He threw 94 pitches and 63 strikes. After Lizardo's five innings of work, the bullpen was fantastic, and they were nails the rest of the way, although the Marlins would get one more run in the eighth inning. Let's see here. Trevor May came on for the eighth, immediately surrendered a leadoff triple to Miguel Rojas. Rojas was at third with nobody out. Aguilar walked. And then they were on the corners with nobody out for, this name might ring a bell, Lewis Brinson.
Bottom eight, the pitch, ground ball towards third. Weakly hit. Baez only has one play. It's the first. The throw is low. It gets by Alonso. Aguilar's on his way to third. And Alonso's going to have to put the ball in his back pocket. Credit Lewis Brinson with an RBI. Rojas scores from third.
And the Marlins had a 6-3 lead after eight innings in this ballgame tonight. Don't you worry about it. David Hess worked a scoreless sixth. Anthony Bender worked a scoreless seventh. Anthony Bass got himself into a little bit of a pickle in the eighth. He loaded the bases with two outs. Acting manager James Rousen came out and grabbed Dylan Floro out of the bullpen. He retired Brandon Drury, who bounced out to short. The force out went 6-4, inning over. That threat was extinguished. In the ninth, Michael Conforto led off with a leadoff double, but after that, Pilar bounced out to second, Alonso a fly ball to right, and Jeff McNeil lined out to Eason Diaz to end the ballgame. For McNeil, he had a 19-game on-base streak stretch snapped and ended the ballgame, and the Miami Marlins beat the New York Mets by a final score of 6-3 at Lone Depot Park tonight. There were so many standout performers in this ballgame. Let's start with Lewis Brinson, who collected a career-high five RBIs, drove in four and one big swing of the bat in the first when nobody out and the bases were loaded, credited himself with another RBI on the ground out in the eighth inning, resulted in the error by Baez. He reached, but another RBI, and Brinson finishes his night 2-for-4 with two runs scored, five RBIs. The home run is his fourth of the season, and he's now got himself 13 RBIs on the season. He got more than half of his season total RBI total this evening. Just a couple swings of the bat. So, boy, oh, boy, a really nice night for Lewis Brinson and this entire Marlins ball club who were in desperate need of a victory. They scored just four runs total in their three-game weekend set against the New York Yankees. They find a way to beat the first-place New York Mets 6-3 tonight. Jesus Luzardo, the winner. He's now 3-4 this season. Collects his first win as a Miami Marlin. Tylor Megill suffers his first big league loss, while Dylan Floro collects a four-out save. For the Mets tonight, three runs, seven hits, two errors. The Marlins, six runs, seven hits, no errors. Mets and Lewis Brinson with a multi-hit performance. Jazz Chisholm chipped in with two. So, too, did Miguel Rojas. The first four spots in the Miami Marlins batting order tonight. Let's see, they put together 14 at-bats. They went 6-for-14 with all six of the Marlins' runs scored. And Brinson drove in five of the six. That's a productive night for the top of the Marlins' batting order here this evening. And let's not forget, once again, four shutout innings from the Marlins' bullpen. We started at 7:10, finished at 10:21. Total game time, 3 hours and 11 minutes. And 8,771 inside Lone Depot Park. Tonight, enjoy a Miami Marlins victory. Marlins pitchers struck out seven tonight. That means $175 will be donated to AutoNation's Drive Pink Initiative to fight against cancer. For every strikeout this season, $25 will be donated to the Drive Pink Initiative.
Lewis Brinson blasts a grand slam. Jesus Luzardo wins his Miami Marlins debut, and the Marlins roll 6-3 in game one of this four-game weekday set against the New York Mets last night. Plenty of heroes last night. Plenty to Plenty of people to hear from, and let's start with the hero, the first inning grand slam, Lewis Brinson.
Thanks, Jason. Hey there, Lou. First off, can you take us through the grand slam? Just what were you looking for in the at-bat and just your reaction when you saw the ball go over?
Looking for a heater. He's got a good fastball. Did my homework on him. Didn't really want to miss that fastball. I was just hunting one pitch, spitting on anything that didn't look like the pitch I was hunting. And, got it good enough. I've never hit a home run in that field, or that side of the field. So that felt good.
Christina.
Yeah, Lou, just with Jesus, he's making his club debut, another, Broward kid. I don't think you guys overlapped in high school, but had you heard of him maybe like once he was, competing, then obviously in pro ball?
Yeah. Obviously, being Broward boys, we know each other. He went to my rival high school, so I'll let that slide. But, I wanted to get this win for him. I wanted him to have a good outing and us to get the W. Definitely for him. I know it's big. Being back home, you want to feel comfortable, and you got your whole family and friends here. So I know everybody was here cheering for him. But definitely wanted to get that win for him today.
Just, I think we might have asked you earlier in the season, but, whether it was the home run or one of the hits later on, just it seems like you're more calm or loose or just confident. Is that we're picking up on that, or is that just us making it up?
No, definitely. Obviously, being here for 4 years, being in the big leagues, being in Miami, playing for the same team, having the same teammates, it makes you more comfortable. But I've just told myself to have fun. I'm trying to preach that to the guys in there, just have fun, man. Enjoy yourself out there. We put too much pressure on ourselves when we go out there. Obviously, it's the big leagues. The fear of getting sent down, the fear of, there's a lot of fears up here. Just go out there and control what you can control, and have a good time. I'm out there to have fun. Whatever happens was supposed to happen anyway, so I'm not even trying to stress over or put more pressure on myself than need be.
Daniel.
Lewis, clean up spot for you tonight. So how much do you like it, and do you change at all your approach when you're in a situation like that, or is it just normal for you?
No, it's normal. I don't change my approach where, whether I'm in first, eighth, ninth, fourth, it doesn't matter. I'm still the same hitter. I'll still have my approach no matter, where I'm hitting in the lineup. Wherever I am, that's where I'm going to hit, and keep the same approach and the same mindset when I go up there.
Back to Jordan.
Yeah, hey again, Lou. Is working with James Rousen over the last 2 years, is there anything particular in your game that he's helped you with the most? And just what has it been like being able to work with a guy like him who has some history with helping guys on offense?
Right. He's helped a lot of guys, man. Obviously, he's a happy-go-lucky guy, free spirit. I've heard from a couple guys on the Twins when he came over that he was a great guy and I would love him. And, they were right. We all love him in there. Last year he helped me with my hitting side a little bit to get me going last year. And definitely pointing out the little things, the little victories in the game. Like that, for instance, the insurance run that we desperately needed that last inning. It wasn't a hit, but we got a run, and that put us up by three instead of two. Good lineup over there. Looking at little things like that, that was a positive right there. I took that as a positive. So he's helped me with looking at little things like that as victories. Yeah.
Lewis Brinson after his career high 5 RBI night against the New York Mets last night. Let's check in with Jesus Luzardo, who won his Miami Marlins debut.
Jesus, to be able to come home, to be able to have your family in the crowd watching you pitch, just what did this first start in a Marlins uniform mean to you tonight?
It meant a lot, just being back home. Like you said, being in front of a lot of family and friends. Growing up watching this team, rooting for this team, just meant a lot. I know it meant a lot to my parents, meant a lot to me. I'm glad to be home.
I had a chance to talk to Mel, and he described your last two innings as brilliant. He thought you really settled down maybe after a little bit of a struggle in the second. How would you assess the start as a whole?
Definitely. Like he said, definitely was kind of frustrating second and third inning. Even though the third was really that home run, the second inning kind of sped up on me. The walks are something that I'm not happy about. But, like he said, we talked after the third, and I calmed down, got my groove in the fourth and the fifth, and I felt pretty good. So just trying to tap into that earlier.
Jordan. Jordan McPherson from the Miami Herald.
Yeah, hey there, Jesus. What was your reaction when you found out you were being traded to your hometown team, and just how did that day unfold for you?
It was a whirlwind of a day for me. Just got off a plane in from Salt Lake City to Vegas. I found out on Twitter that I had gotten traded. Then I, you know, obviously packed up all my stuff, got on a flight to Oakland, and that's when it all started. I had to go get my stuff. And I was very excited. You know, obviously I was kind of down that, you know, I'm leaving a lot of good friends on the other side. Came up with the A's, and I gave them all I had when I was over there. But then, you know, coming over to here, I think it's an exciting opportunity, as well as, you know, joining a great group of guys, a great group of young guys. And I know that they have a lot of fun here. So I'm excited to be a part of it and see what I can do and how I can help.
And when did the Marlins let you know you were starting today? And were there any extra nerves, jitters, whatnot, when you stepped onto the mound of your hometown ballpark for the first time?
Well, I found out I was starting on Friday night. I would definitely say, you know, there's definitely a little bit extra jitters. I would say this was the most, I'm not going to say nervous, but maybe jittery start I've had, more than my debut when I came in relief, more than playoff games, like just coming back home, being in front of so much family and friends. It's great to get my feet wet here. I love it. And then, you know, now we can move forward.
Christina with MLB.com.
Hey, Jesus. First, I want to ask how many family and friends were in attendance?
Well, I left 9 family and friends tickets, I had easily, I would say over 100, maybe more, that I know that texted me and called me and, you know, let me know that they were here. So definitely thankful for all the love and support that they've shown to me.
And then just, whether it's Sandy or Trevor on the rotation, the changeup is a very big pitch for this organization. Seems like you used it quite a bit tonight. Just what can that pitch mean for you moving forward?
For me, it's always been, you know, my pitch. Growing up, I never threw that hard. So it was a pitch for me that I had to learn early. And, you know, now I feel like I got away from it at times last year, maybe. And then at the beginning of this year, definitely through my struggles. But I feel like I'm back on track now, mechanically, physically. Obviously, like I said, you know, the walks aren't where we want them to be, but I feel like my pitches are doing what they need to do. And that change is a big part of my arsenal.
Jesus Luzardo following the Marlins 6-3 win over the New York Mets last night. As we wrap things up, let's hear from the acting manager, James Rousen.
Thanks, Jason. Hey, James, obviously a huge swing by Lewis Brinson to really set the tone offensively in the bottom of the first. What stood out to you about his approach at the plate tonight?
Great swing by Lou. I mean, to be able to drive a ball opposite field with that kind of drive, I mean, that's a low line drive out of the ballpark. I mean, it's hard to do in this ballpark. So great swing by him. You know, what stands out to me is as Lou continues to get at bats, I mean, his swing is flat through the zone. He's got a chance to drive the ball to all fields, as we've seen. His approach just keeps getting better. You know, you never know when this thing clicks and all of a sudden you have that really good run of at bats. And I feel like Lou's close. So this was a great, you know, great night for him. Great swing for us. I mean, he got us off to a great start. So it was awesome. I mean, he kind of set the tone early for us and we were able to keep going from there.
And then your first look at Jesus Luzardo in a Marlins uniform. What did you think?
Wow. That's what I thought. I mean, this stuff is electric, you know. I mean, you watch him throw and you see why. People consider him to be special. I mean, his stuff is electric at the plate. So it was really good to see him get out there, get to know his teammates a little bit. I know it's been kind of a whirlwind for him, just kind of getting in town and getting to know everybody. And all of a sudden, you know, you're pitching right away. So hopefully now he's got out there, got on the field, he gets to take a deep breath as well and like kind of just get comfortable and keep doing what he's doing.
Christina?
James, just, you know, snap a 4-game skid. What maybe was the biggest factor, whether it was pitching, Brinson's performance, just that got you guys, you know, able to halt that skid?
Honestly, I contribute that to the entire team. You know, it's a team effort. Obviously, it's tough to lose, you know, get on a losing streak and lose 4 games in a row. And really, it comes down to the players. I mean, we got great players here. They're able to move past the last one and get to the next one. And that's the way you have to be. You have to be that type of team, those type of players, and then you allow yourself to break some of these skids sometimes. So, you know, all the credit goes to those guys out there. They went out, they played really hard, played a great series against the Yankees, you know, came up short in those games, but didn't let it get him down. Came right back here the first game, you know, in this series and get a big win. So, you know, you got to give those guys credit in that room. They fight, they battle. Just a great group, great team.
Jordan?
Hey, James. Back with Lizardo. Just, you know, the emotions and everything for him with this being his hometown, first start with his hometown team. And you talk about the stuff, but to see him be able to bounce back after that second inning, throw three strong innings to close it out, what does that say to you about him? And then what was your overall message to him after he came out after the fifth?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great point, Jordan. You know, that's what sometimes you look for that. You look to see, I mean, you know how good this stuff is and you know how well a guy can pitch. You've heard those things, you've seen it. And then the biggest thing to me is when you get into some trouble to bounce back. You know, the guy who can show, hey, I can bounce back, I can come back and finish strong. And I thought he did a great job of showing that tonight, I think, more than anything. And then he finishes really strong, you know, with the outing. And, you know, man, this guy's got a chance to be special with what he does. So, yeah, you know, we talked about that. My message to him was just kind of like, you know, nice job that he did out there, way to finish strong, those things. I mean, what you guys saw watching him pitch. But, you know, as me and Stott talked about it, we're excited to continue to see him grow now and watch him start to start, because I think this is the kind of player, as he continues to get more comfortable, I mean, we got a chance to see a really good pitcher.
And then what was your impression of Alex Jackson behind the plate? Again, the two of them didn't have much time to really get a game plan together, but to see him do what he was able to do to help Jesus Lizardo out there.
Yeah, I thought Alex did a really nice job back there behind the plate. And, you know, that's the most impressive thing is you have two guys that really kind of are trying to learn each other as quick as they can. You know, Mel does a great job. And again, Eddie does a great job. Those guys get together with Wellington and that group, but all of them at the same time are trying to hurry up and get together and get to know each other and create a game plan that's going to work. And at the end of the day, you know, the pitcher and the catcher, those are the two players on the field. And I thought, and Alex is kind of, you know, calling the shots back there and trying to guide Jesus through this thing. And I thought he did a great job back there, you know, behind the plate. It was impressive to see him, and, you know, look forward to seeing more of him as well.
Daniel?
Yeah, James, in the eighth, you brought a Flores to get a big out in, you know, that big third out, and then the ninth. So just your impressions on Dylan and what he was able to do tonight.
Man, what a big out in the eighth. I mean, like, the, you know, you look at that and you're like, man, there's moments of the ball game where you're like, hey, that might be the ball game right here. And Flo's able to come into that spot and get that big out. I mean, that's huge. That propels us. There was a little momentum on the Mets side, obviously, at that time. And Flo was able to put out that fire and go from there. But, I mean, you can't speak enough for all those guys. I mean, you're talking from, you know, Lizardo to Hess to Bender to Bass to flow. I mean, each of those guys came in and did a great job in the role that we asked them to do and in the for that game, especially even Bassett threw a great pitch and Javi ended up getting the infield hit. You can't do anything about that. I mean, he made a great pitch right there and Javi gets a hit. Javi waves the magic wand that we've seen him do sometimes before and he ends up getting that knock. But Bass did a great job. I thought each one of those guys did a great job. But Flo really came in on the end and slammed the door for us. It was a great team win.
And also in that inning, the Aguilar play with Davis, who got the big hit in the second and then also a long fly ball in a couple of innings later. So how big was that for you guys?
Oh, it's huge. It's huge. And again, I mean, I know, you know, we all watch the game, but there's some things that you hear in the dugout that kind of get you excited. And the things I hear in there are just guys pulling for each other. When a guy makes a play, there are guys there starting to say, hey, man, you know, great play. And they're moving on. You know, when you start doing these things, it's positive. When you see players have a selfless mentality, they're not necessarily worried about themselves. If they're worried about their teammates and they're playing together as a team to try to win, you know, that was really exciting today. You could feel that in the dugout. And again, like you said, coming off of, you know, a tough four-game losing streak and a tough series, it's easy to not come out that way. But these guys came out in a big way tonight. And I'm, you know, proud of all the guys in that room.
It was James Rouse after the Marlins' victory over the New York Mets, the first of four this week, last night. Game two of this series comes your way at 7:10 tonight. Taijuan Walker on the mound for the New York Mets. It is to be determined who's on the mound for Miami. But we'll let you know at some point. Just know we start at 7:10 tonight, which means we're on the air at 6:40 with Marlins on deck. And as always, we hope you find some time to join us on the Marlins Radio Network, driven by AutoNation.
It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.